জয় গোপী জনম বল্লভ জয় গে রে বরধারে জয় গে রে বরধারে জয় যশোদা নন্দন জয় ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন জয় ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরা বনচারী জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় যমুনা তীরা বনচারী জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব জয় কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোদর শ্রীমতি ডিভাইন গ্রেস শ্রীল ভাই চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তিবেদান্ত গোস্বামী পাদ কি ইসকন বিবৃতি সংস্থাপক আচার্য শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোদর শ্রীমতি ডিভাইন গ্রেস শ্রীল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি নামাচার্য শিল হৃদাস ঠাকুর কি প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড শ্রী গিরিগোবর্ধন কি ব্রজভূমি শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি পুরুষোত্তম ক্ষেত্র জগন্নাথপুরি ধাম কি নবদ্বীপ মায়াপুর ধাম কি গঙ্গাময় যমুনা মাই কি ভক্তি দেবী তুলসী মহারানি কি কলিগ পাবন হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র কি শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ ট্রান্সল বুক ডিস্ট্রিবিউশন কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরিস টু অ্যাসেম্বল ডিভোটিস অল গ্লোরিস টু অ্যাসেম্বল ডিভোটিস অল গ্লোরিস টু অ্যাসেম্বল ডিভোটিস All glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरून्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट 23 यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्ध अतिचिरं सुरा शुचार्पिताः विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नाथेन मुहुर् विपत्गणात् यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धातिचिरं शुचार्पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नाथेन मुहुर्विपद्गणात् यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धातिचिरं शुचार्पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नाथेन मुहुर्विपद्गणा यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धातिचिरं शुचार्पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नाथेन मुहुर्विपद्गणात् मातजिस यथा एज इट वेयर ऋषिकेश द मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस खोलेन बाय द एनवियस देवकी द मदर ऑफ श्री कृष्णा कंसेन बाय किंग कंस रुद्धा इम्प्रिजन्ड अतिचिरम फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम शुचार्पिताः डिस्ट्रेस्ड विमोचिता रिलीज्ड अहम् च ऑल्सो मायसेल्फ सह आत्मजा अलॉन्ग विथ माई चिल्ड्रन विभो ओ ग्रेट वन त्वया एव बाय योर लॉर्डशिप नाथेन एज द प्रोटेक्टर मुहुः कॉन्स्टेंटली विपत्गणात् फ्रॉम अ सीरीज ऑफ डेंजर्स Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation, O Rishikesh, Master of the Senses and Lord of Lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the anxious King Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Purport. Devaki, the mother of Krishna and the sister of King Kamsa, was put into prison along with her husband Vasudev because the envious king was afraid of being killed by Devaki's 8th son Krishna. He killed all the sons of Devaki who were born before Krishna, but Krishna escaped the danger of child slaughter because he was transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Lord Krishna's foster father Kunti Devi, along with her children, was also saved from a series of dangers. But Kunti Devi was shown far more favor because Lord Krishna did not save the other children of Devaki, whereas he saved the children of Kunti Devi. This was done because Devaki's husband Vasudeva was living, whereas Kunti Devi was a widow. And there was none to help her except Krishna. The conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to a devotee who is in greater dangers. Sometimes he puts his pure devotees in such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached to the Lord. The more attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. So this is a famous series of prayers known as Kunti Maharani's prayers, famous in the Srimad Bhagavatam as representing prayers of pure bhakti. Kunti Maharani's life is a great example of how to retain one's identity and sense of duty in the midst of prosperity and calamity. That's the essence of Sanatana Dharma. That life will sometimes throw prosperity, life will sometimes throw calamity. When either of these two extremes happen, and all the shades in between, how we are able to manage to retain our identity as Krishna's eternal servant, and how we are able to retain our sense of duty to continue to engage in loving service.
not having any kind of misgivings for the calamity which may have happened and develop ill feelings towards the Lord. So Krishna explains his intention very clearly in the 5th chapter of Gita. Anadatte kasyachit papam chaiva sukritam vibhu. Agyane navratam jnanam tena muhyanti jantava. So the living entities, situations of calamity is created by the jivas and the jivas' choices only. I am simply facilitating. I am simply doing whatever is required.
Mora karma mora hate golae bandhiya ko vishaya bishta garthe diyache phelaiya.
Rup and Sanatan, they accept responsibility for their fallen condition because they are saying we are fallen when Mahaprabhu visits Ramkeli. And Rup and Sanatan say that Mlecha jati mlecha sevi kori mlecha karam gobrahmana drohe sange amara sangam. A person becomes degraded due to three things. Elevation and degradation is due to these three. First, association. First is birth. Second is association. Third is occupation. Depending on the kind of choices we make, at least with respect to association and occupation, we can transform the ill effects of what may have been imposed upon us as a result of birth, which may not be always within our control. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada established International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that irrespective of whatever may have been one's handicap due to birth, one will always have, and even sometimes one may not have complete control over one's occupation due to various limitations. But then one always has the ability to counteract the pernicious effects of both birth and occupation through proper association. And that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasized on establishing a society which would give Vaishnava Sangha, Vaishnava Association, and that Vaishnava Association which would actually create transformation. In Russia, they were doing book distribution, and one of the, you know, devotees who was a military officer, he decided to give one of Prabhupada's books, the Bhagavad Gita, to his boss, you know, was a lieutenant in the army or something. So he gave it to him and he said, "You please read it." And he said, "Okay, I'll go through it." So then in a couple of days he met his boss again and asked him that, "Did you read it?" He said, "No, it's such a big book. You can't expect me to, you know, read it. So I'll take some time." But then again, after a week, he met his boss again and again asked, "Did you read it?" Because, you know, one of the eternal leelas of the devotees, follow up. So he was following up diligently. So, you know, he thought, okay, I'm not going to be able to get time to read the whole Bhagavad Gita. Let me just read the translations. He read through the translations because he was also feeling that this person is nagging me and again asking me, and I'm supposed to be a very disciplined officer. I should set a good example. So read through the entire translations. Then this guy met him again and said, "Did you read it?" He said, "Yes, I read it." He said, "Did you read the whole thing?" He said, "Well, I read what was required." And then, you know, something amazing happened. this lieutenant, you know, came up to this person after a week and said, you know, you told me to read it, so in order to pacify you, I just read through the translation. But a couple of days ago, the author of the book, Srila Prabhupada, came in my dream and he told me, it is okay to read the purports also. Please read it, your life will transform. So I am extremely stunned to see what kind of a movement you are part of, where even the author who has departed many years ago, they are also following up. So Prabhupada actually established the Society of Vaishnavas for transformation. So now the question is, you know, there are so many people wearing all varieties of, you know, tilak and shikhas and dresses and colors all across India. And we do not have something streamlined or, you know, properly defined. Just like if you say he's a doctor, then you know, okay, he's part of the medical system and it is authorized by so-and-so body. So there is an Indian Medical Association and there is an umbrella body which is governing. But when you say, okay, Vaishnav or a spiritualist, so the whole range you see in Kumbh Mela, you know. So in one camp you are saying no smoking, and right in the next camp it's going on full-fledged. So then you get bewildered. Are there any common standards? So Kaviraj Goswami, while describing the qualities of the head priest of the Govinda temple, Pandit Haridas, he describes him as a wonderful benchmark of, when you say someone is a Vaishnav, what does it mean? What are the qualities they should carry? Sahasra sevaka seva kore anukshan, sahasra vadane seva najaya burnan. That so much of so many devotees were worshipping Govindadev at that time, even with thousands and thousands of mouths, it was impossible to, you know, chant their glories. But Sevara Adhyaksha Sri Pandit Haridas, amongst all of them, their prominent was Pandit Haridas. And Tara Gunamadhye Jagate Prakash, he was revealing his qualities to the whole world. So what were some of his qualities? He says, Sushila Sahishnu Shanta Badanya Gambhir Madhura Bachana Madhura Cheshta Mahadir. So he says the first quality Pandit Haridas had was Sushila. He was very well behaved. You can only be well behaved if you are Sahishnu, if you are tolerant. Without tolerance, you cannot control your behavior. Shanta, he was very quiet. He was very peaceful. Vadanya, he was extremely compassionate. Gambhir, he was very grave. That means whatever may be external activities going on, nobody could shake his focus on his intention to serve and please Krishna within his heart. He was grave. Madhura Vachana. His speech was very sweet. Madhur Cheshta. And whatever activities he engaged in, they were very, very pleasing, very controlled in his dealings. And Mahadhir. Mahadhir means he was very sober. One devotee was distributing books, you know, somewhere in America, showed a book to one lady. And that lady kept asking questions about the book. because being a customer, that is their duty, that is their right. Right? So you show them, and then so many people, when I was distributing, they asked, is this Gita complete? Kya hai Gita hai? Puri hai kya? Very strange question. Because why would anyone give Adhi? So she was asking so many questions. And then after some time, you know, he got little impatient and restless. And then he was wondering whether she's going to take or not. And after half an hour, she said, actually, I have a few books of yours already with me. I was only inquiring whether there is anything more in this. So as soon as she said that, he became little upset. And then he crossed the boundary of his speech. And then he started, you know, he raised his voice a little bit and said, you should have told me half an hour ago. You wasted my time. And then immediately said, hey, as per these books, you should be humble like a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respects to others. Do you know it or not? I said, yeah, how do you know? I already have your books. So she was already reading those books. And she was expecting the devotees to behave in a certain way. So therefore, you know, Pandit Haridas was actually manifesting those qualities. And then in the next verse it is said, Sabar sammana karta koren sabar hita Kautilya matsarya himsa na jane tarajita. He would always give respect to others. Sabara sammana karta. Korem sabarhit. Always doing welfare of others. Kautilya matsarya himsa. No fault finding, no envy, no violence. Na jane tarachit. In his mind and his consciousness, none of these faults were there. And what was one of his best qualities? Vaishnaber gunagrahi na dekhaye dosh kay mane vakye kare Vaishnava santosh. He could see the best qualities amongst the devotees. Gunagrahi. Na dekhaye dosh, and not see their bad qualities at all. Kaye, mane, vakye, kore, Vaishnava, santosh. With body, mind and words, he was simply trying to serve the devotees and please them. So therefore, when we see the Srimad Bhagavatam, so Bhagavatam is bringing out the importance of manifestation of qualities within a practitioner as the prime principle of spiritual advancement over any other stereotyped understanding or background or external qualification. So therefore Vritrasura is Asura, but his consciousness is shown as higher than that of Indra, who is supposed to be a Sura or demigod. Aham hare tava padai kamula dasana dasa bhavitas nibhuya. I am the servant of, I aspire to be the servant of the servant. Indra has lost hope when the vajra falls from his hand. Vritrasura encourages, inspires him. Please pick it up, because it is ordained by the Lord, it has to be successful. Yujut satam kutrachit atatainam. In the entire 14 planetary systems, there is only one person who is always victorious. That is Krishna. Apart from Krishna, everyone else will always go through ups and downs. So therefore it is to be expected. Pick it up. Then Narad Muni is being asked, question by Yudhishthir Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna seems to be partial towards demigods. He has some vengeance towards the demons. Same thing Yudhishthir Maharaj asked Narad Muni. And in response, they explain, Krishna is actually equal. If someone is born in a demoniac family, but if they demonstrate the right attitude and qualities, then Krishna gives them all the privileges which is reserved for the highest Vaishnava. And he does not even consider whether that person is the son of his greatest enemy. Nodvigna chitto vyasaneshu nispriha shuteshu drishteshu guneshu avastudrik dantendriya prana shariradhi sada prashanta kamo rahita surasura. He says here that actually Prahlad Maharaj had no aspiration in this life and in the next life. Na udvigna chitta vyasaneshu. He would not get bewildered and disturbed in any kind of difficult circumstance, nor aspire for enjoying sense objects. Because his senses were in control, dantendriya, prana, sharirabhisada, prashanta kamo. So he was born in a demoniac family, but he had divine consciousness. So therefore everybody is given that opportunity to develop such a consciousness. And so Prahlad Maharaj offers his acknowledgement to his own guru, Narad Muni, saying that the only reason why obsessive material desires to enjoy and control this world manifest in anybody's heart is due to the displeasure of the Vaishnavas. So Jay and Vijay were cursed by four Kumaras. So the curse of the devotees transforms the heart into a huge inferno, conflagration of obsessive sense enjoyment desires. And whereas Prahlad Maharaj was within the womb of his mother and he heard from Narad Muni and he received the grace of Shripad Narad Muni. And because of the grace and the mercy of Shripad Narad Muni, his heart became a repository of divine love simply with the desire to serve. And so Narad Muni expresses, Prahlad Maharaj expresses his gratitude to Narad Muni. And he says, evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kamabhi kamamanuya prapatan prasangat kritvatmasa surarashina bhagavan grihita soham katham nuvisrije tava bhritya sevam. So he says that actually I was fallen because of my birth. Nipatitam prabhavahi kupe, within the terrible well of material existence filled with serpents of material desires. Kama bhikamam anuya prapatan prasangat. And I was following simply in the footsteps of so many others who were going to go to hell. My direction was guaranteed. Prapatan prasangat. I was going to fall into hell. It was guaranteed. There was no way I could have escaped. Kuritvatmasa surarashina. But the Surarishi, Shripad Narad Muni, he accepted me. Bhagavan Grihita. And because he accepted me as his own and gave his grace to me, gave Bhagavad Gyan to me. So now my heart and my direction of life has transformed. So hum katham nuvisrije tava vritya sevam. So how can I ever leave the service of such a wonderful devotee? So Prahlad Maharaj thus expresses, even when Narasimhadev is right there in front of him, the aspiration of devotees is to get darshan of the Lord. Lord is right there giving his darshan, but Prahlad Maharaj's heart is filled with desire to serve that devotee who enabled this darshan. So therefore, the entire transformation was made possible by the Vaishnava Sangha. That was the power of that Vaishnava Sangha. So Shankaracharya had one of disciple called Padmapad. And he became a great devotee of Lord Narasimhadev. And he was sitting in the forest and meditating. And he had taken a vow that till Lord Narasimhadev appears and manifests, I am not going to leave. But he still had not been purified of his understanding of impersonalism. But he was doing his tapasya to the level best, chanting the names of Lord Narasimhadev. So one day, there was a hunter who had no background of, you know, any devotion to Lord Narasimhadev or any kind of previous bhakti and knowledge of bhakti. He happened to be in that direction. And then he came across Padmapad, who was sitting there meditating. So he became afraid. He thought, oh, this sadhu is sitting in the middle of the forest. He may be attacked by ferocious animals. I must protect him. So his heart became filled with desire to serve. So he approached him and he said, in the middle of a ferocious jungle, what are you doing? So Padmapad looked at, you know, this hunter, and he thought, what will I explain to this hunter? What will he understand, Narasimhadev? He will not understand anything. So Padmapad dismissively just told him, actually I am searching for an animal. And till that animal comes, I am not going to leave this place. So this hunter immediately said, oh, but that's what several of my generations have been doing. Catching animals. It's my natural profession. I'm a hunter. Please tell me, how does animal looks and what is his name? And Padmapad again thought, "Arey, this guy is getting into an unnecessary debate." So he said, it's very difficult to find him. Forget it. So the hunter said, no, no. I got a lot of experience. I can go to the length and breadth of the jungle and find him out. Don't worry. Padmapad said, you can't do it, Baba. I have been searching for so long. I could not find him. What you will find? You are simply a hunter. The hunter said, what do you mean? Your job is not searching animals. It is my job. So I will be able to find it. Just tell me what that animal is like. So Padmapad said, are you sure you will be able to find it? So this hunter thought, okay, I should take a vow. He said, I take a vow, if I don't find this animal by sunset, I will end my life. Padmapad got bewildered. He said, hey Baba, don't do something like that. It's almost impossible to find this animal for you. He says, no, no, you tell me. So he said, this animal has half feature as human being, half as lion. And so, you can also be searching for it by shouting loudly, Nara Simha, Nara Simha, Nara Simha. So Padmapad said, this hunter said, that's it. Half man, half lion. Yeah, of course, I have never seen anything like this. I never heard any of my forefathers also speak anything about, you know, such an animal. I mean, definitely our family would have known about it because we have been doing this for a long time. So that's why I told you, you can't find it. No! I will find this by sunset. And with great intensity, this hunter, shouting loudly the names of Nara Simha, Nara Simha, kept roaming the length and breadth of the forest. And it became sunset. And as per his vow, he decided, there is no way, you know, this animal I've been able to find. So let me fulfill the vow. So he took a rope, put it around, you know, one of the trees, and was tying his neck around that noose, the noose around his neck. And then, you know, suddenly, right in front of him, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. And he said, "Hey, I'm here." And as soon as this hunter saw Narasimhadev, he shouted, "Where were you? I was searching for you all day." And then immediately took that same noose and tied up Narasimhadev. He was in his own ecstasy. And then he told Lord Narasimhadev, "So I'm going to take you now to the person who's searching desperately for you." So he held Narasimhadev, and Narasimhadev walked along humbly. And they came to the place where this Padmapad was sitting. And, you know, this hunter told Padmapad, "I found your half man, half lion. He's right here." And Padmapad looked, and all he could see was just a rope. The rope was hanging in air. He could not see Narasimhadev. And he said, "But I don't see him." So hunter said, "Are you joking? He's right here." "But I don't see him. You're blind or what? He's right here." And so Lord Narasimhadev spoke to Padmapad, and he said, "This hunter has such a simple, noble heart. With the intensity of service, along with the purity of his intention, was so strong that I had to manifest. So therefore, the process of Krishna consciousness in the association is meant to purify our intention and to make powerful the intensity of our efforts. And so, anybody in any situation can actually then access the Lord's grace. So therefore here, Kunti Maharani is being shown as an example that in one sense, she was a princess. She grew up as a queen. She had all the opportunity to feel very angry with Krishna for whatever she had gone through in life. But she never asked the question to Krishna ever, "Why have you put me in this difficulty?" She would only ask one question, "How can I serve you in this situation?" Therefore, Kunti Maharani is glorified. And then in this verse, the last line, says, "Tvayaiva nathena muhur vipat ganat." She is glorifying Krishna as one who has given more mercy to her than even Vasudevan Devaki. So therefore, that's the sterling, you know, symptom of a Vaishnav. As I said, Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhai dosh. So she had both these lists in front of her. A list of various things Krishna did for her positive, a huge, longer list of what went wrong in her life. So therefore, everybody has both these lists. But Vaishnava is the one who obscures the list of faults and focuses on the list of positive things and chooses that only, picks that lens only with which he or she is able to see that. So therefore, in spite of having lost the kingdom, daughter-in-law being subjected to humiliation, you know, having lost her son, Karna, whatever, so many different difficulties she went through. But in that entire history of challenges and difficulties, she is currently picking that quality of Krishna, that, oh, actually Devaki and Vasudeva went through worse, although they were your own parents, because the six sons of Devaki could not survive. But my sons went through difficulty and challenges, at least they survived. At least they survived. So therefore, this is a very, very, you know, important point to note, that whenever we go through challenges and difficulties in life, we should be able to pick out what is positive within that particular situation. Prabhupada was giving a talk, you know, there were many Western devotees who were sitting there. And as Prabhupada was giving a talk, many of them were sleeping. So as soon as the talk was over, one of the guests, you know, in Mumbai, he immediately spoke up and said to Prabhupada, "You're giving lecture, but I see all your, you know, Western disciples are sleeping all the time." Prabhupada said immediately, "All the time?" He said, "Yeah, all the time." Prabhupada said, "All the time?" He said, "Well, most of the time." "Most of the time?" So he said, 99% of the time. So Prabhupada said, "So 1% of the time they are hearing?" He said, "Yeah, 1% they may be hearing." Prabhupada said, "By hearing 1%, they have dedicated their lives." So you can imagine what will happen if they hear 99% more. And then Prabhupada turned to him and said, "What about you? There is no change in your life. Looks like you are not hearing 1% also." Prabhupada was in Chennai, and one scholar approached Prabhupada, you know, South Indian Brahmin scholar approached Prabhupada and said, "Your disciples, Swamiji, are chanting mantras, but their pronunciation of mantras of Sanskrit is not proper. It's not, you know, up to the mark. They're all speaking wrong." Prabhupada said, "Okay, I suggest you come and stay with us and you train them. I'll allow you to stay here 6 months, free of cost, stay, train." And then Prabhupada said, "But when you stay with us, no coffee." He thought for some time. He said, "Well, their pronunciation is not too bad." Another time Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. One of his Western disciples was doing yajna. And one local person, you know, and god brother of Prabhupada spoke in Prabhupada's ear, "Your disciples, they are doing yajna all wrong. The vidhi is wrong. The kram is wrong. The sequence is all wrong." Prabhupada said, "They are practicing. Gradually they'll improve. Give them some time." So Prabhupada was always in the mood of being a very compassionate leader who had these five qualities. Number one, humility. Number two, enthusiasm. Number three, Prabhupada always appreciated devotees' contribution. Number four, Prabhupada recognized excellence and rewarded when devotees excelled. Right? He did that. So, Hamsadutta Prabhu, he was sitting with Prabhupada along with others, and then Prabhupada suddenly said, "We should have a world-traveling Sankirtan party." So when Hamsadutta Prabhu, as a young devotee, he heard that, he thought, "I should do something for starting this world-traveling Sankirtan party." He went and convinced one of his friends who was a hippie to donate his bus. That hippie had an old, dilapidated bus which he could not discard also. So that bus, he gave it to Hamsadutta Prabhu, he brought it. It did not have any paint, It did not have any glass windows on the side. It did not have front pane also, window. No glass in front also. And there was only one seat, only for the driver. So Hamsadutt Prabhu was very enthusiastic. We have found the bus for starting the world traveling Sankirtan. He brought Prabhupada. Prabhupada entered inside. He looked at the condition of the bus. And then he saw that driver was already sitting there. Prabhupada said, "Where do I sit?" So the devotees ran and got one chair from the temple. Put the chair. Prabhupada said, "When the bus moves, the chair will move." So Brahmananda Prabhu sat there holding the chair. And he said, "Now it will not move. Please sit." So Prabhupada sat. So Hamsadutt Prabhu sat in the driver's seat, switched on the ignition. As soon as he switched on, smoke started coming out of the dashboard. Prabhupada turned to the devotees and said, "Oh, looks like an Indian bus." So Hamsadutt Prabhu had not been to India at that time. He thought it's Prabhupada is glorifying. You know, he's appreciating. And then, you know, Prabhupada acknowledged the fact that, yes, they are trying. They're going out of their way to fulfill his desire. Because in material life, success is dependent on skills and assets. But in spiritual life, success is dependent on attitude and sincerity. If you develop the right attitude and the right sincerity, you have Krishna. Sadyo hridi avarudhyate atra kritibhi sushrushubhi tatkshanat. So the entire International Society for Krishna Consciousness has spread on the basis of this attitude and sincerity, beginning with Srila Prabhupada. His attitude towards the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur, his sincerity in trying to follow that. You know, and then Prabhupada, after a few years, he told Hamsadutta Prabhu, "I'll make you BBT trustee." He said, "But I'm not even, you know, college graduate." Prabhupada said, "That is not the qualification. The qualification is, whatever I'm trying to say, you're trying to fulfill my desire. You're sincerely trying to fulfill my desire." So that's, you know, the bottom line. And so, we find that the Srimad Bhagavatam is bringing such personalities, revealing to us, this should be our consciousness. Where Kunti Maharani could focus and lament on so many disasters which happened in her life, but she is focusing on how Krishna is all merciful. So therefore, you begin with the premise, Krishna is all merciful. You begin with that. Then you work downwards. And then from that, everything else follows. And then Krishna gives you the intelligence for the right reasons to appreciate him. Otherwise, if you began with a doubt whether Krishna is all merciful or not, Mattah Smritir Gyanam Apohanam, Krishna will give you the right reasons to find fault in him also. Which many, you know, asuras and demons have done that. So therefore, since we are beginning a new year, 2022, let us offer a prayer to the Lord, following in the footsteps of Queen Kunti, who is offering these prayers. And let us pray for four things. First, let us request the Lord for, number one, association. Association of devotees. Because without efforts, Somatusvinnagatraya visrishta kabarasraja drishtva parishramam, seeing parishram, effort of Yashoda Mai, Krishna agreed to be bound. So therefore, you know, an athlete has a parishram
A soldier has a parishram, a school teacher has a parishram. Similarly, a practicing sadhaka also has parishram. And what is the parishram of a sadhaka? He has to be focused on the process of anartha nivritti and try to grab as much of artha pravritti as possible, consciously. So one has to consciously try to purify oneself. So that's very, very important. Conscious purification, which is so crucial and critical. Okay, so Prabhupada was, speaking to some of his disciples, and he said, Prabhupada was mentioning that actually I was leading a life in grihastha ashram, and then my wife made a question. She kind of sold the Bhagavatam for in exchange for some tea, biscuits and things like that. And Prabhupada said, I became very annoyed and I asked her, tea or me? And she chose tea. And therefore, now I am doing all this across the world. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj immediately said, we are very grateful to your wife for choosing tea, because of which now we have your association. So Prabhupada, what should be our consciousness with passing years? Prabhupada said we should spread the Krishna consciousness movement far and wide every moment. And then when you are old, very old, then you can sit in Mayapur or Vrindavan and do bhajan. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, oh wow, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. So he said to Prabhupada, so when will that be? And when will you sit? Prabhupada said, as far as I am concerned, I am not too old at all. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, oh Prabhupada, then for us there is no hope only. Shaknoti hai vayaha sodum prak sharira vimokshana. Kama krodhod bhavam vegam. So therefore we have come here for the hard work, hard internal work of purification. When we are focused on that internal work of heart transformation and purification, then we will get the full benefit of this Vaishnava Sangha. So ISKCON is a spiritual society with devotees coming together for exchange of spiritual activities, and in the domain and the background of spiritual activities there may be some social exchanges also. But if one is not serious about these spiritual activities, the association will transform into a society where the focus is on social exchanges with a little bit of sprinkling of spiritual activities here and there. And that happens when there is lack of focus. So therefore, the more we are bombarded by various kinds of distractions, the more we need to fine-tune our approach. Otherwise, the temples are like hospitals, but if the process of taking the medicine is diluted, compromised, deviated, then the hospitals will remain, but the number of discharges will decrease. And so the success of the hospital will not be in how many patients get admitted. So therefore, let us pray for this association as Parikshit Maharaj prays. Punascha bhuyat bhagavati ananta rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahatsu yamyam upayami srishtim maitrastu sarvatra namo dvijebhya. Parikshit Maharaj says, if by chance at the time of death I am not able to think of Krishna and I have to take birth again, what are my three main prayers when I come in front of the deities. First he says, Bhagavati Ananta, may I develop unlimited attraction towards Krishna. Second, he says, Rati, Bhagavati Ananta Ratischa Tadashrayeshu. Second, that unlimited attraction I can only develop in the association of devotees. So please give me association of devotees. And when I serve the devotees and please the devotees and get blessed by the devotees. Mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitri astu sarvatra namo dvijebhyah. When the devotees bless me, then my heart becomes overwhelmed with genuine compassion and the desire to embrace all the souls within the majestic arms of Krishna's grace and inundate all the souls in pure Krishna consciousness. It is a natural outpouring of a purified heart. As Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. So we have to focus on following the process properly. And that's what Bhagavatam says. Atma maya rute rajan parasyanu bhavatmana na ghatetartha sambandha swapna drashtur ivanjasa. Every moment have the ability to distinguish between reality and illusion. Reality and illusion. Reality and illusion. Because that illusion appears like a dream. Na ghatet artha sambandha. The soul has no factual relationship with maya. Swapna drashturi vanjasa. It is like seeing a long dream at night. The dream appears so factual. And Bhagavatam gives the example. Sometimes within the dream, early in the morning, you may dream that you have gotten up. Sometimes it happens. It has happened to me. You know, within the dream, I see I have gotten up, taken bath, attending Mangal Arati. But actually I am sleeping, but in the dream. And then, you know, suddenly when the shank blows, I wake up. And I thought, oh, what was that? It was within the dream or outside? So therefore, it is said all the other processes apart from bhakti are like trying to see within the dream that you have woken up. Whereas, only when you connect with Krishna, Rati Raso Bhavet Tivra Padayor Vasanardana Durapahi Alpatapasa Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu Yatropagyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardana. By the grace Sevayaham Paranude. Right? Kutasthasya Madhudvisha Rati Raso Bhavet Tivra Padayor Vasanardana. Only by that service, this theoretical knowledge becomes practical. Then you can actually see difference between reality and illusion. Many years ago, I have been to, you know, California. So one of the devotees, you know, Nitai Prabhu, was no longer there. He was driving me and he said, this was like 2000, you know, I think 12 or 13. And he said, let's go to the Disneyland. I said, "Arey, I have no interest to see Disneyland right now." He says, "No, no, as you are developing the GV project and the forest of Vrindavan we are developing, some of those multimedia things we can use there because it's excellent." So I said, "Okay." So we went and we sat inside one of the, you know, 3D multimedia presentations. The room went dark and right in front of us, you know, everything appeared in three-dimensional as if they are right there with you. I've never seen anything like that. And then the scene changed and there was a man walking through the forest. Okay. The man was walking through the forest and behind the man was a huge python was following him. And we could see that. And it appeared that the python is coming right out of the screen only. And suddenly, the python leapt out. And it actually came out of the screen and it appeared to me, it has hit me straight on my head. I immediately cried out, "Oh, Krishna!" Nithai Prabhu was on the side. He said, "Prabhu, this is Maya." This is Maya, that which is not. And actually I felt the serpent came out and hit. But then, you know, everybody around was also shocked like that. Each felt they have come to, they have been hit by that serpent. And then everybody was so shocked. And when they gathered their wits, everybody clapped. And that clap was for how all of us together were fooled. So therefore, this distinction between matter and spirit is revealed only in such association. Otherwise it is not possible. And that's what Narottam Das Thakur says. Vishaya Bhishama Bhisha Satata Khainu Gaur Kirtana Rase Magana Nahuinu. Vishay, visham, vish. The sense objects, they take away the taste for practice of bhakti. And so, Maharaj Parikshit, when he sees Shukadeva Goswami, he prays, Yesham samsmaranat pumsam sadyo shudhyanti vaigriha kim punar darshana sparsha padashauchasanadibhi. And he says, just having darshan of great devotees like you, that's the perfection of my life. What to speak of, you know, taking the dust of the lotus feet upon our heads. And so, here, we begin the process of our request by requesting for association. Association of devotees. So Parikshit Maharaj again in the 10th canto says, when we get the opportunity to sit in the association of devotees and hear Harikatha, there are five effects. Yat Shrinivato Apaiti Aratir Vitrishna. Number one, Aratir, distaste for the subject goes away. Vitrishna. Number two, material desires diminish. That's known as vitrishna. We become free from influence of trishna or desires. Right? So, aratir is distaste. Why there is distaste? Because we have taste for so many other things of material life. Many years ago, I was going for a program and I saw there was a big film poster with, you know, the hero and the villain all with guns and cars getting smashed, buildings in fire, blood everywhere. It was a total embodiment of pure unalloyed violence. And the name of the film written was Paramatma. So I thought, my God, what a huge misrepresentation. If you see the cover of Ishopanishad, you know, completely peaceful, absolutely peaceful. And, you know, Rameshwar Prabhu in his memories explains, Prabhupada chose each and every picture personally. One of the artists actually made some other picture for that cover of Ishopanishad. But Prabhupada said, no, I want this only. And he said the reason. He said, there are many people who may not be directly interested in Krishna consciousness, but they may be yogis. They may be interested in meditation. So we want to attract them also through this cover. So Prabhupada chose that cover specifically, you know. And then actually, you never have philosophy books distributed in such quantities Typically, you will expect like a fiction book to, you know, sell in such numbers. But Prabhupada was historic in his presentation of Krishna consciousness. He became the first Vaishnava author in history to be able to sell his literatures in numbers greater than regular story and fiction books and hardcore philosophy. Not, you know, ordinary philosophy, hardcore. Hardcore philosophy. So one devotee wrote to Prabhupada that we are distributing your books, people are liking it, but you know, it's difficult to get them attracted straight to the book, so first we have a prasadam stall. So they come, have the prasadam, after their stomach is full, they feel like seeing the books, then they look at the book, they like the cover, and they like the paintings. Because what you can understand in 2 minutes, but when they see the paintings, they start purchasing. And then, and this devotee wrote to Prabhupada, they are unable to stop purchase with one book. They purchase 2 books, 3 books, and their hand is filled with books when they go. And they practically spend all their money buying the books. Prabhupada wrote a letter back. Yes, that's my mission. Hands full, stomach full, purse empty. And Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness movement through the distribution of the books. Whatever money came, that money Prabhupada would give as loan to different continents. So he gave loan to Australia to start the mission. And then the loan had to be repaid back with interest. So the interest would start coming back. Further book distribution would, you know, book printing would happen. And then Prabhupada would then give the loan to one more person, one more country. And in that way, every continent, Krishna consciousness has established simply on the basis of the proceeds of the sale of Bhagavatam and these literatures. One by one he really did that. So therefore, yat shrinavato apaiti aratir. When we pray in the association of devotees and hear Harikatha, distaste goes away, vitrishna. Material desires come down. Sattvam cha shuddhyati achirena pumsa. Mode of goodness is established. Sattvam harau, bhaktim harau tat purushe cha satyam. Fourth, bhakti arises in the heart, devotion. And fifth, purushe cha satyam. One develops wonderful friendship with the devotees. As Sudhamaji says, tasyaiva me sauhrida sakhya maitri dasyam punar janmani janmani syat. So, this is the aspiration. So, when Sanatana Goswami comes in the association of Mahaprabhu, he has just heard the entire Sanatana Shiksha from Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. But his skin gets infected with some ferocious disease and pus is oozing out. Sanatana Goswami is in a state of hopelessness and helplessness that my body is useless. I cannot do anything. I cannot make any contribution to Mahaprabhu's mission. Let me end my life. So this is very fascinating episode for me. If you go through Madhya Lila, chapter 21 to 25, so at least 21, 22, 23, 24, four chapters are full Sanatana Shiksha. After hearing the highest philosophy from the topmost authority in person, face to face, can you not summon all of that philosophy to your help when you are going through difficulty? And a person with a memory and caliber of Sanatana Goswami. You know, Sanatana Goswami was not like an ignorant person who did not know Sanskrit. He was a Sanskrit scholar, Persian scholar, Bengali scholar. He was a scholar in all literatures. And he had dealt with a lot of, you know, episodes in life. As they say, zindagi dekha hai. He had seen life. But when he goes through this health episode, he comes to Jagannath Puri with the thought that I will end my life. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets him at that point. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is able to understand what is Sanatana Goswami thinking like. So Mahaprabhu's interaction with Sanatana is extremely important, which reveals what is the purpose of association of devotees. One of the purposes may be to give knowledge, which Mahaprabhu already gave, to reveal knowledge. Kyami. In response to that, Mahaprabhu spoke everything. But the primary purpose of that association, Vaishnav Sangha, is to generate and create hope in the heart of the practitioner. That means practicing devotees have a tendency to become hopeless. And if you see, Antalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, first to 10th chapter, each of those 10 chapters is a gem. Because each of those 10 chapters in the Antalila brings out a typical problem a sadhaka will face in the Vaishnava Sangha. And so Mahaprabhu is actually orchestrating those pastimes to highlight, oh, you will go through this situation? Have a look at this. What do you think? Does it address your issue? No. Okay, somebody is criticizing, you are feeling morose? Okay, here, Ramchandra Puri pastime. How do you like that? Mahaprabhu got criticized like anything. You are feeling tempted, as a renunciant to enjoy? Okay, here is Chota Haridas. Dare to dream? No. So like that, Mahaprabhu has taken beautiful pastimes in that. And so, Sanatana Goswami has lost all hope. He has lost all hope. He wants to give up. And just imagine, if Mahaprabhu had not intervened, what would have been the loss to the world? A devotee was returning back from book distribution at night. And then he saw right next to him a person who looked very disturbed. And he was thinking, okay, should I show him a book? Should I not show him a book? Should I show him a book? And he thought, I'm almost returning back to the temple. Din mein bahut gaali khaya. So I don't want one more at night, just before I return back. I'll show him something, he'll speak something nasty to me, and I'll be bewildered, and it will postpone my sleep for some time. So he was debating, then he said, forget it. And then, this man got up, went to the door, and as a train was coming from the opposite direction, jumped out and committed suicide right in front of him. And this devotee thought, oh my God, if I had given him the book, maybe he would have got some hope. A devotee went to a parking lot and then he saw somebody inside a car and he knocked on the side window and this man from inside was like signaling, get lost, get lost. And he said, no, one book, one book. He said, no. Something inspired the devotee. He just kept that small book, Krishna Consciousness, Matchless Gift, in the wiper of the car. And he said, forget it. At least let him have a book. even if he doesn't pay. And he left. 1 week later, this devotee is in the temple and this guy walks up and says, you know what happened last week when you came and you were showing me the book from outside? I had closed all the doors and windows of my car and taken a pipe from the exhaust and was about to commit suicide by inhaling that. And then you came and started showing the book. I got so disturbed that jine bine dete, marne bine dete. People are not allowing me to die peacefully also. So then, you know, I tried to push you off and then you went. But while going, you kept that one small book. So that was like, you know, disturbing me. Because I wanted to die peacefully. But suddenly this thing came. So I thought, let me check what it is. And I picked it up and I opened it. And the first line I read said, the material world is a place of misery. Everybody is suffering. So I thought, oh my God, I thought I was the only one. So one of the ways in which association gives you shelter is you realize everybody is getting beaten up. So we feel good. That okay, I am not alone. So because of that, you know, then he started reading. And then he decided to give one more chance. So the association of devotee is meant to create hope. Anyone who is successful in spreading Krishna consciousness has always done on the basis of creating hopelessness in material existence and hope in Krishna consciousness and in the Vaishnava Sangha. That creating hope is very, very important. Otherwise, you know, when people feel hopeless, they can do something radical. So Prabhupada, you know, inspired his painters. If you see the artwork which has been done in ISKCON books, they are not professional artists who came with the background of going to art school. When one of the ladies made Krishna lifting over the first time, Krishna was muscular, like a WWF, you know, lifter. Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't need muscles like this to lift. He lifts by his eternal potencies, not by the power of his muscles. So another, you know, devotee made a painting. Krishna was sitting on a rock with his head in his hand. Prabhupada looked at that. What is this? And that painter said, Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, Golok Vrindavan? Why Krishna has his head in his hand? Oh, in separation from gopis. Prabhupada said, which verse? No, I mean, there are unlimited pastimes. Prabhupada said, but you are limited. And then Prabhupada said, okay, we will adjust the title. Since already painting is done, painting can't be changed, title can be changed. And Prabhupada said, we will change the title to Krishna has a headache. And the pastime where Narad Muni, you know, comes to the gopis asking, Krishna has a headache, can you give dust of your feet? So there is a bona fide pastime. So Prabhupada would make his level best effort to make the devotee feel hopeful with whatever limited contribution and service they could do and they could offer. Right? So Prabhupada told Giriraj Swami, anybody preaching means anybody offers anything to Krishna, engage it. Accept it. That is preaching. You are drawing out that, you know, feeling within that person to serve and give. So Giriraj Maharaj was visiting some big businessman in Kolkata. And that businessman was showing out his house. The marble is from this part of the world. Chandelier is from this part of the world. This, that, everything. So then finally Giriraj Maharaj said, okay, but I have something for you. He said, yes, what? So he said, we are making a Gurukul building in Mayapur. And for that, we need some funds. Since you have so much of money, can you give some money? He said, I have no money. What was that? You just showed me the whole house. He says, no, I'm having so many business problems and I don't have money and this and that. So Giriraj Maharaj said, okay, but would you like to offer something for that Gurukul building? He said, yeah, I can offer you one thing. He said, I have a brand new white ambassador car. So Giriraj Maharaj felt very good, oh, white ambassador car. So he said, I can offer you for today. You can use it for today. So naturally someone may think, what is this? He has so much, but still not doing. And we feel frustrated and inside, externally we may smile, internally we start, you know, becoming offensive. What is this? Why is not giving? You know, Bhara Param Patta Kirita Jushtam. All of that wealth is going to become like a rock on his neck. But he just said, oh, Prabhupada said, whatever someone gives, accept. So he said, you are offering that ambassador car? Accept. So he sat in the ambassador car, told the chauffeur, Birla House. So the car immediately took him to Birla House. So there was a big gate, Chowkidar and everybody. They saw white, brand new ambassador car with chauffeur. Aisa altu phaltu koi aayega nahi. Opened the gate. Entry. Inside was a small child. So he asked, where is your grandfather? He said, yeah, he's coming. So in the meantime, he said, Prabhupada said, whatever, however small, don't underestimate. So he gave that child a few sweets and made friends. And that child really liked Giriraj Swami. So wonderful. They made good friendship. Then the grandfather came, he showed the whole presentation. And he said, okay, let me think about it. About sponsoring. So Giriraj Maharaj came back. And then after a week, he still was not finding any response. So he called up landline. So this child picked up. And he said, do you remember me, uncle? I had given sweets. Said, oh, yeah. Said, can you ask your grandfather what happened to that proposal I had given? He said, yeah. He must give. So the child went and convinced. And in a week's time, the first big check of 25,000 rupees came. And that was the first donation which they received. And at that time, it is quite a big amount. So therefore, you know, anybody offers something, don't underestimate. Accept it. Take it at their own, on their own terms. Right? Many years ago, when I was preaching in one, you know, Bhaktivedanta hospital, one consultant from outside, I told him, chant. He said, how much? I said, 16 rounds. I said, 16 rounds? Are you crazy? I am not a sadhu like you, that I have full time just sitting and chanting. I am so busy, day in and day out, my time goes in the operation theater, this, that. I said, okay, at least 8 rounds. Are 8 rounds? So we came down to 4 rounds. He didn't agree. 1 round he didn't agree. Finally we agreed for 4 mantras. He actually began with 4 mantras. And in 2 years, he came to 64 mantras. But I remembered this past time, so I said, okay, let's do. So after 2 years, when I was after a program, you know, some devotees were talking to me. Suddenly this person came and said, my 64 is going on. So the devotees got a heart attack. I said, don't worry. It is mantras, not mala. So, a little bit of beginning. And that is what the association gives. And when a person is in a very distressed state, they need a little bit of hope. Because if you offer too much, they are not in a position to even dream of that. So you have to offer something which is doable. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatan Goswami that actually, you know, there is a tremendous opportunity for you in future. Because through you, I want to transform whole of Brajbhumi. But before Mahaprabhu told him that, Mahaprabhu told him that the process to attain Krishna is not ending your life, but through the process of bhajan, through the process of chanting of the holy names and the process of sadhana bhakti. So Mahaprabhu made that point first very clear. And then he said, Bhajanera madhye sreshtha navabhida bhakti Krishna prema Krishna dite dhore mahashakti. Now it's ironic because few months ago he has spoken same thing in Varanasi in great detail. So did Sanatan Goswami not remember? No, the jiva by nature is having tendency of being overwhelmed. Whoever they may be, wherever they may be, however much bhakti they may do. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is underlining very boldly, always be dependent on Vaishnava Sangha. Never underestimate a Vaishnava Sangha. Do not judge a Vaishnava thinking, Are he's like this, he's like that, what is the use, this, that. No. We need the shelter. Bhajanera madhye sreshtha navabhida bhakti Krishna prema Krishna dite dhore mahashakti. This bhakti can give that Krishna prema. Have that conviction, have that hope. Tara madhye sarva sreshtha nama sankirtan nirapraade nama loile pai premadhan. And out of that, best is chanting of the holy names. By doing that offenselessly. And then Mahaprabhu tells him, Tomar sharira mora pradhana sadhan e sharire sadhimu ami bahu prayojan. Are your body is the prime instrument. You have to continue serving, because when Krishna will reveal the glories of how you are going to serve in a particular way is as per Krishna's timeline, not your timeline. The world did not know about Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada till his age of 70. The world did not know about Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami till he was 90. So therefore, when a particular service will manifest and come our way, we have to make sure we maintain and retain our consciousness, our enthusiasm, and our willingness to serve till that moment comes across. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's an honor. We cannot have, you know, the tendency of feeling privileged. Entitlement. You have to wait. And therefore, here he says, Bhakta bhakti Krishna prema tatvera nirdhara Vaishnavera kritya ara Vaishnava achara. Mahaprabhu tells Sanatan Goswami, E sharire sadhimu ami bahu prayojan. So many prayojan I have from your body, I want to achieve in future. You are getting bewildered just because you have some oozing pus in your body. Let me now list to you 9 or 10 things which I want to get done through you. First, I want you to establish the principle of who is bhakta, devotee.
bhakti, devotional service. Krishna prema, love of God. Fourth, Vaishnavera kritya, Vaishnava's duties. And fifth, Vaishnava achara. What are the Vaishnava etiquette and dealings? Then, furthermore, I want you to establish what? Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema, seva, pravartana, lupta tirtha, udhara, ara, vairagya, shikshan. Sixth, I want you to establish how to perform Krishna bhakti. Seventh, Krishna prema, seva, pravartana, centers for cultivating love of Krishna, which is the temples. I want you to establish those temples. Krishna bhakti, Krishna, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema seva. So when the seva is done in a certain way, prema is aroused within the heart. And then eighth, lupta tirtha udhara, excavate holy places of pilgrimage. Or vairagya shikshan. And ninth, what should be the duties and etiquette of one in renounced order? In Saraswati Thakur's life, he lost two of his most dear gurus. First, Thakur Bhaktivinod departed in 1914, and then immediately afterwards, next year, Gaurkishordas Babaji Maharaj departed. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the beacon of knowledge, his heart was filled with hopelessness and helplessness. He was just unable to reconcile how I will deal with this loss. And he was feeling totally helpless. And he was sitting there thinking what to do. And suddenly, a leaf, a paper, a piece of paper came flying and fell right in front of him. Srila Saraswati Thakur lifted that piece of paper. And in that, this Antalila shloka was there. Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema, seva pravartan, lupta tirtha udhara ara vairagya shikshan. And as soon as he saw that, those words gave him the ignition, the inspiration to establish the Gaudiya Math. So sometimes when we are really feeling totally lost and hopeless, we need inputs from outside. It may come in the form of Shastra, it may come in the form of a living person, but we should always remember to be dependent. And so, Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, now you go and develop Mathura Vrindavan. Because I am not able to go there because of my mother's instruction to me not to leave Jagannath Puri. So therefore, this should be our prayer in front of the Lord when we are beginning a new year, that please give me association of devotees. In that association, let me develop taste in your devotional service. Let me have some significant service by which I am able to please you and your devotees. And in that association, let my intention continue to remain pure. Because beginning is one thing, but to retain that intention of purity in the long run is challenging. So these should be our four requests as we begin the new year. Please give me association of devotees. Please give me taste in the practice of bhakti. And that taste basically means taste for serving. And taste for serving means a taste for dealing with unpredictability, uncertainty, separation.
which are the core, you know, elements of service. Core elements of a servant trying to please the master. Let me have also steadiness in devotional service. Bhavatatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namunchati. And fourthly, let me have the purity of intention. So with these prayers, let us begin our new year 2022, following the footsteps of Queen Kunti. And when this particular verse ends of Kunti Maharani, the next verse is very deadly. Which is that verse? Vishan Mahagne. All of the various experiences she went through. And then she prays, Vipada Santuta. Please keep giving those disasters again and again. Very deadly prayer. Even while repeating that prayer, we have to clarify to Krishna, it is not my prayer. As part of the katha, I am repeating that prayer. I am nowhere close to that expression of that intention. So you have to be very sure, because Krishna may take anything seriously. Because he is bhavagrahi. So therefore, you know, this is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the literature which helps distill, sublimate, purify our desires. And so the Bhagavat comes in two forms, the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. So with the proper combination of the book and the person Bhagavatam, we utilize this opportunity to purify our desires. That's the only reason we have come into the association of ISKCON devotees. That's the main function of ISKCON, to help purify our desires. So that is hard work. And that requires a lot of diligence in the long run. But if we have the association, and in that association when we are developing taste for seva, when we have a steady service, and when we have the steadiness in our intention of purity to serve, gradually Krishna will manifest wonderful miracles. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Go Premadri.
Hare Krishna. So I'll make the book distribution announcement. We are in the last phase of the marathon. Last 1 week is remaining, January 7th. Till January 7th we have the date. So just to give you an update, our Brahmachari bus party who went to tour Chiplur and other areas of Konkan, and they distributed throughout the month more than 2,500 books. Only two of them traveling in the bus, but they managed to get this score. Tulabhar will remain here till January 7th, so all devotees are requested to come and take advantage of this. They can get their children and give them a good experience. Total score, the total number of books distributed so far is more than 70,000. One more week to go, so we request all of you to again put as much energy as possible and try to reach the number of 1 lakh, and then we can cross that target. So thank you very much again, all of you, for all the cooperation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.